54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our new feature here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, pre-snap read, where we analyze the trends of the National Football League through the coaching tape. And who could we have better than this man right here? My good friend Greg Cosell. Every year there's something new. We had, you know, the Wildcat,
right,
the defensive coordinators around the National Football League. Greg defeated that. I sat down at the combine, Greg, with the defensive coordinator who told me that, and he's been in the league a long time, he said, you know, we've defeated everything. He said, but this one is a little bit tougher. When you run that read option, Greg, as you know on tape, it's not the easiest to defend.
No, it's not, because the read option causes indecision in the defense. And the worst thing for the defense is to be reactive as opposed to proactive. Normally what defenses want to do, Adam, disruption, deception. They want to be the ones who do that. The read option is deception on the offense's part. Now, there's two ways people talk about defending the read option. You slow play it, in which the unblocked defender does not show his hand right away, and that causes indecision in the quarterback as to whether he hands the ball
right
to the back or keeps the ball. So you sort of start up field. That may look like you hand it to the back,
right,
but then you sort of work inside.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other way people are talking about it is you fast play it. You have an unblocked defender, just attack the mesh point and speed it up.
And what did the tempo look like on tape?
Well, tempo, there's many different kinds of tempo, and offensive coordinators will tell you they may have three or four different tempos.
Right.
If tempo can be Peyton Manning coming to the line, looking at the defense, deciding where everybody is. He doesn't necessarily snap the ball quickly.
Right.
That is one part of tempo. But I think the tempo teams are most concerned about defensively is what I think Chip Kelly's going to do and more teams will do, where you just come up to the line and you go. I mean, you snap the ball with 20 to 25 seconds remaining on the play clock. So now what does that do for the defense? You have to get into whatever defense it is.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can't be multiple, but you have to get into it.
Exactly.
And you can't disguise.
Tempo speeds everything up, but how does this impact the matchups for the game?
Well, here's what it does. We talked about the fact that defenses can't disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every defensive coordinator in the league, basically everyone, has what we call a default defense, a defense that's their foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And very often, when you play fast, that defense goes to that. That's what the call is. If they're, let's say, a cover three defense, that's what they're in as their default defense. So now the offense, before the ball is snapped, will know what that defense is. So now with their route combinations, with their formation, they can dictate matchups against that defense. Let's say the defense plays a lot of man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
You can line up people. And so, you know, if it's a Zach Ertz, for instance, or a Brent Celek, and you want to split them out, you may get them matched up on a safety or a linebacker, which is favorable based on what you know the defense will go into.
Because you see pre-snap. Right.
Correct.
Right.
So you can dictate what matchups you get, zone or man, based on playing faster with tempo.
What Chip Kelly's doing is nothing new. The hurry-up offense has been in the National Football
right
League for a long time. We know that.
But I think it's hurry-up now adding other elements. Now that Michael Vick is starting, it's hurry-up with the read option added in. So it's another layer. But to keep one thing in mind, when you play that fast offensively, the faster you go, the less you can do offensively. Keep that in mind. Everybody just assumes when you play fast, it's so complicated, defenses can't figure it out. It's not the complexity of it. When you play really fast, you do less. There's
exactly
more communication that's necessary with the quarterback and the O-line. And I've talked to some people who say that it's going to take time for teams doing it the first time. That everybody who thinks they're going to be Tom Brady
right
don't understand the communication that's necessary. Because keep in mind, Brady might want to play fast, but if he walks up in a heartbeat, he might see, we can't protect that look. And he, with one word, changes the protection, and they can still play fast.
When the Patriots ran that against the Broncos weren't ready for it. Now,
right,
as we fast forward to this matchup, the Redskins, they're running the pistol. But what kind of challenge is it here for Billy Davis and his defense?
Well, the big thing has to do with when it's not so much playing fast, because I don't know if the Redskins will play really fast,
mm-hmm,
but I think what they do with RG3 and all the backfield action elements, that's sort of the term I would use, backfield action. You have normal play action. You've got reverse action. You've got all kinds of action in the backfield. So what that does, Adam, is it slows down the read and reaction time of the second-level players on defense, and even the safeties, depending on the coverage call on the defense. So instead of being proactive, they're waiting to see. And while they're waiting to see,
can't do that.
Receivers right. are running routes while they're waiting to see. Everybody thinks that all this is just for the run game because the Redskins with Morris rushing for 1,600 yards or so, Griffin running for 815, thinks this is just a running option.
Right, right.
It's what they did in the pass game that was so difficult to defend.
This is going to be a fascinating matchup. I cannot wait to see
it. I'm fascinated by what Jim Haslett will do against Chip Kelly because Jim Haslett likes to show different things, move people around, show blitz, back off, not show blitz, come, do a lot of different things, and we'll see if Chip Kelly speeds up the tempo. I'm not saying Haslett won't blitz, but he's going to have to show it.
No
question. You won't be able to disguise it because you won't have time. Because the last thing you want to have happen against an up-tempo team is it only takes one player on defense to be out of position, and you've got a big play.
54 down, 51 light. White 20! White 20!